B'tachan for Life, Shir 1758, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, Parshas Emor. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Parnosa, the schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners. Should Be'ezer Hashem send them Parnosa B'Shefa, Lo'irich Yom Tevim. We are discussing the different levels that the Michtam Eliyahu brings in Chelek Aleph. It's on page 180. And we're holding by the fourth level, and it's important to understand that even if we're not holding there, and even if maybe we'll never get there, but the fact that we understand the truth has a huge impact on our betachen. The more a person internalizes the concept of Ein Oid Mulvadai, the concept that all of our actions has no impact on the outcome, the more we internalize it, the stronger our betachen, our emunah will be. So even if you might think that I go to work and I don't feel it, I feel like I'm actually producing. That's very normal, that's very natural, but there's a goal. And the goal is to tell ourselves that it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and repeat it, and you will get there. Will you get to the highest levels? Maybe not, but you'll get there. Now, the fourth level that the Michtam Eliyahu brings is that a person has to understand that it's not just that Teva and Hishtadlus doesn't do anything. It's not even a tool in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only a mirage. But he says, really, it's destructive. And we have to understand this. Most of us think that even if Hishtadlus doesn't do anything, but it calms us down, and we put in more effort to do more Hishtadlus when we feel it's necessary. And by us, Hishtadlus is a Maila. Hishtadlus is something that we feel enhances our life. And we struggle to really feel as if nothing really changed. For example, a person's hungry and he eats. It's very difficult for him to believe that the food didn't fill him up. That's the truth, but it's very difficult for him to feel that. Person goes to work, it's very difficult for him to feel as if his Hishtadlus did nothing. And that's normal. But we have to understand that the goal is not just to feel as if Hishtadlus does nothing, but really, Hishtadlus is destructive. Now, let's understand this, because it doesn't mean that a person shouldn't do Hishtadlus. A person is mechuyev to do Hishtadlus. Proper Hishtadlus, like we keep elaborating on. You have to do Hishtadlus. But we're discussing an attitude, and we're going to elaborate on this because he says something fascinating. Don't think that when you have the ability to do more Hishtadlus and you do it, you're getting closer to the goal. Not only are you not accomplishing anything, even though you have to do it, but in a certain sense, it has a negative impact on the outcome. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, elaborate on this more, but the first thing we have to understand is this doesn't change the amount of Hishtadlus we have to do. It's just the attitude, the perspective, to help us develop real betachen.